First of all, what is the status of the Reynolds-Lorillard merger?
Well, the answer to that, unfortunately, is I wish I knew. Both companies obviously aren't talking about it, but there has been just a whirlwind of talk in the financial press, like the Wall Street Journal and analyst reports and whatnot, to say that they are in deep talks and that some sort of deal is imminent. Now, it's a very complicated deal if one actually takes place, so it may take some time to put it all together, but it does appear, to use a bad pun, that where there's smoke, there's probably some fire.
And in this week's cover stories in the Triad Business Journal, you really look at the relationships. And the main headline is intriguing, A Tale of Two Cities. What's behind that?
Well, we wanted to get ahead of the story. And one of the things we wanted to look at, whether or not it happened or not, was we thought it was an appropriate time to take a look at the relationship that exists between these two companies and their hometowns. They are both very similar at this point. They both employ about somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people. They're huge taxpayers. They contribute a lot to community causes and the United Way. Mm-hmm. Yet they also have a very different relationship with cities that they call home, and certainly a very different history.
In Winston-Salem, Reynolds is deeply rooted in the community. And if you drive around the city or even look at the skyline, it reflects that. But what about Lorillard's relationship to Greensboro? It's a little more recent, right?
Well, Lorillard's relationship is a little bit different. By comparison, they are a quieter company. Whereas Reynolds, you go around town and you see a lot of things that are named for Reynolds or people who were part of Reynolds. Lorillard, they're a little more behind the scenes. Their factory, for instance, is on East Market Street, so it's not actually part of downtown. It doesn't front the interstate. And yet, they really are a significant force here, just like Reynolds is in Winston-Salem.
And Mark, I also understand that Lorillard has a close relationship it's built over the years with the African-American community in Greensboro, and that goes back to the late 50s and 60s.
They are in East Greensboro, which is an area which has a lot of an African-American population, and they've traditionally employed a lot of people regardless of race. So we talked to Henry Fry, who is an attorney here, but he's also the very first North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice who's African-American. And he talked to us and described to us about how Lorillard was a place in which people, regardless of color, thought they had an equal opportunity to get a job, a good-paying job, one that had great benefits.
And what about the headquarters? We've got two different companies. They would become one if it went through. What would that look like, or where would that be?
I would be surprised if someone with the both cities hasn't in some way reached out to them to get some handle on what's going on. There was a merger between Brown and Williamson and Reynolds about a decade ago, and Gail Anderson, the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Winston-Salem, told us a story about how she helped organize a bunch of top executives and officials there to meet with leaders of this combined company and make the case that you need to stay in Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem is where Reynolds Tobacco belongs. And at that time, 10 years ago, they succeeded, and the headquarters, of course, stayed there. And I think that's what you might look for. I think everyone's just sort of in a wait-and-see mode right now for the most part. But as soon as something happens, I think you'll see a lot of action, a lot of lobbying to make sure that the city gets its share of the business.
And what would be the likely fallout, should this merger happen? The most obvious part of that, of course, is jobs.
Well, I think one of the reasons people think this deal might happen is because it just makes a lot of sense. They really sort of are complementary companies to each other. Reynolds, for instance, has, of course, Camel and some traditional cigarette lines that are very popular. They have a very good presence in the smokeless tobacco area. Lorillard, at the same time, is huge in menthol cigarettes. Their Newport brand is number one in that category, so it obviously would bring something to the combined companies if a merger should happen. They also, through their blue e-cigs, are, at this point, a real leader in the electronic cigarettes that are now in market. Reynolds, in fact, just last week announced an effort that they're going to start producing their Views, it's called, cigarettes in Tobaccoville, But if you put the two together, and they actually have a fairly strong potential market in that new area of business.